My name's Tim Cormack. I'm the lead puppeteer here at Still Nine Puppet Theater. The Mother's Day for Mother Earth event is the culmination of our season. We like to build big, big, big puppets for this event. We've had up to 4,000 people in the audience on the lawn of the Nelson watching this. And we've learned that a small puppet, even a 5-foot-wide dragonfly flying across the lawn of the Nelson, looks very, very small. So we have to make them really big.
I'm Queen of Insanity. Heather Lowenstein. I am the founding artistic director of Stone Lion Puppet Theater. Our mission is to take things to people who don't normally get to go to art events and to involve them in it, to make it more community-friendly, hands-on. And that's where the Puppets for the Planet Festival series started. Well, this year, we're about 3/4 of it is community volunteers, people that maybe have never been in a play before, certainly never carried a giant polar bear in front of 5,000 people.
My name is James Paisley. I am a senior at Lincoln College Preparatory Academy. I am one of the giant puppets. I have never worked with one of the big puppets. It's interesting that once you get in there, and I was in one earlier today, you have to really brace yourself, dig down in case the wind blows. Otherwise, just and it's never a fun experience.
I always am after the gasp. I'm after that sense of awe or surprise. Whether or not I'm working with little tiny puppets or these really big ones, that's what makes puppets work, is we can go outside and create something completely out of imagination.
What was surprising for me was just how much physical effort there is. You see a puppet and it just seems to move so seamlessly and da 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 da, and there's just a tremendous amount of physical effort and discipline that goes into it. That's something I don't think people are aware of, and if they're not aware, we're doing our job right.
I like it when the people get so into it they don't know I'm there. Whether I'm doing my little one-man show for a group of 30 kids who are so entranced that they forget that I'm doing all the voices and doing all the characters, or if I'm holding a giant whale, whatever. When I become invisible and the people say that, that's the fun part. If we can make it real enough that we disappear, that's awesome.
My goal always is not to be in the show, just to direct it, you know, and to try and orchestrate everything that's happening. But 9 times out of 10, I can't resist, and I always end up as the bad person. I'm the bad guy, you know. Last year, I was the greenhouse gas monster, and I may end up being the bad guy again this year, because those are always the funnest theater roles to play, you know. I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to resist, because it's just fun to go out and play. That looks really good, you guys.
Yay!
You're gonna make me cry!
Sorry.
Yeah. All right.